Get ready for Big Guy Small Talk. What's happening? Hey, I hope everyone out there is feeling good. I feel good, man. I got a really good haircut the other day, and I wanted to plug the place I went to because they did such a great job. I went to Bladecraft Barber. It's in Deep Ellum, and it's a barber school, which means they give out free shit every month. So this month, I think they're doing like a free beard shave. They use the fancy little knife tool. They hook it up. They probably slap your face with some nice, I don't know what they call it, aftershave lotion. I don't shave my beard. But anyways, so that's free. So you basically would just walk in. They give you a free drink, which is always good. I sipped on a whiskey and 7-Up when I went there. It was delicious. And yeah, they hooked me up with a beard trim, and then I got a haircut, and I paid for that. But it was awesome, and my barber was Alejandro, or Alex, and he did a great job. He spent forever making sure every little haircut was, or every little hair was perfect. And it's that kind of attention to detail that gets you a shout-out. So thanks, Alex. You did a great job, man. I really appreciate it. Let's get in to the podcast for the day. So today's guest is Jenna Smink. And Jenna Smink used to be in the Army. She then became a professional barrel racer, which is awesome. She is writing a book. She has a company. She is a model, I believe. I've seen her model, so I'm just going to say she's a model. That girl is busy. She stays busy. She's very ambitious. She has big goals, and I love it because people like that make you dream bigger. So it's cool having her as a friend. But we met. She wanted to come on the podcast, and I absolutely supported it. Oh, and she has her own podcast, because why not, right? Why not add another thing to that list of crap she's always doing? But no, man, it was really cool. We talked about what she's looking for in a man that she dates. And it was funny because the whole time we're talking, her phone is just blowing up. I mean, dudes are just bing, 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 bing. Just not leaving her alone. I was like, damn, is this all the time? She's like, yeah, this is just my life. She just dusted them shoulders off and just kept doing her thing, which is awesome. So you're going to hear all about her dating life, her likes, her dislikes, her stories. It was awesome. She's fun. And enjoy the podcast. What's up, everyone? This is Rafa. You're listening to Big Guy Small Talk, and I am here with
Jenna Smink.
Yeah, man. We're just chilling here at On Tap in Arlington. Pretty awesome.
I'm super excited to be here, and I didn't realize how many Texas beers were available, so I'm learning today also.
Yeah, and your phone, as I'm seeing, is blowing up. Are those dudes? It's cool.
We can get into that.
Are those dudes?
One's my brother-in-law, and the other is a dude. Yep. Yeah,
nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
We'll ignore him for 20 minutes, see what happens.
Nice, man. Keep him on that. Wow. That's delicious. I just got, which one is this one? This is a 29. I'm just drinking
Buffalo Bayou.
Yeah, the smoke on the Bayou, and it's delicious. And it's made by Buffalo Bayou. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Delicious. Highly recommend it. Anyways, for those of you who don't know you, 2 minutes, man, how would you kind of explain yourself?
So just to give a brief summary, I am a small town girl. I grew up in western South Dakota. Joined the military right out of high school. Spent 9 years doing that. And I grew up rodeoing and always having horses, so that's been a huge part of my life. But just recently, I got out of the military, moved to Texas, and I'm kind of rearranging everything in my life to pursue my dream of being a world champion barrel racer. So I'm a little ways into that journey. I've been pro now for 2 years, but I'm still just shifting things around, trying to make it work, and that's where my passion lies and what I spend most of my time doing is just riding or figuring out, you know, more ways that I can fund my barrel racing hobby slash addiction.
Yeah, dude. Damn. So you were in the military. I don't think I knew that.
Oh, really? Yeah. For 9 years. It's crazy when I say it because I look very young. But 9 years, I joined the Air National Guard right out of high school to pay for college, essentially. And I didn't really want to join. I just didn't want college debt. That's the sole reason. I'll be honest. That's the sole reason I got in. But it completely changed my life and made me who I am. So I'm so thankful that I did that because I almost didn't. And I did Intel, which was really fun. It was very interesting, and I really liked it, but I didn't love it. So I got deployed, and it was great to do my job for real. I got to go to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Holy shit.
But, and it was so cool to do that. But at the end of the day, I just didn't, I wasn't in love with it. And I always just wanted to ride, and it just took away from that. And I think that you can, I feel like you can literally do anything, but you can't do everything. So I was just spreading myself too thin, and I started a business to kind of fund my rodeo addiction. And
What's your business called? You can plug it now. We usually do it. Plug it now.
I sell horse tack, or if you don't know what tack is, it's like equipment that we would use to barrel race. So halters, bridles, breast collars. And my company is called Naughty Halters with a K. And then I started doing more life coaching and barrel race coaching and online courses to go along with that too. And that's really where I've been spending most of my focus.
Right. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So then what was, so like, obviously we're about to jump on into that dating life years, but what was it like in the military? What was dating like there?
So there's a huge like ratio difference. It's like 7 to 1, like guys to girls.
Right.
So it's interesting to be a female in the military.
Are you just like prey?
I wouldn't say you're prey. It depends on your squadron. Every single female you talk to might have a different opinion. For me, I worked with pilots for the most part, and they were all my dad's age for the most part.
Oh, okay.
So they always looked out for me and treated me like a daughter or just like somebody they were looking out for. But when we go deploy places, like, yes, that's my little squadron, but the rest of the base is, you know, Army, Marines, younger guys walking around. So it's like, if you're over in the desert for 9 months, all of a sudden a 2 becomes a 10. So it's just not that hard to get noticed or get attention if that's what you're after.
Yeah.
By the same token, like, I didn't care to wear makeup there. Like, I didn't do my hair. It's in a bun. I mean, it's just, it's different.
Yeah.
However, if you're in the dating scene, like, that's your market. You like military guys. Buy the dozens. They're all in shape. Like, they're all, you know, they're at least a certain standard. Like, they've got, they, you know, they're not going to be in and out of jail. Like, they're not on drugs. Like, you just know that there's a certain standard every single person in uniform has. So it's fairly easy to pick from that pool.
Yeah. I got a lot of buddies who are military. Good guys.
Yeah.
Fun guys. They're fun to party with.
They're a handful.
They're a lot to party with, yeah.
They're difficult to date in that they do deploy, though. So if you're both deploying at separate times, it's sort of impossible. And then with my lifestyle now, being a rodeo athlete, like,
just not
on the road, it's so hard to date outside of that world.
Yeah.
But then to date outside that world and they're gone, it's just tough.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to military guys. I just haven't found one that's really.
You hear that, dude? Really, you're in the military.
Captured me.
Hit her up. Hit her up and listen to my podcast. But no, so like what? So like coming back from the military, then after your 9 years of being in it, is that when you started like, okay, well, we'll just get in this dating and we'll see how it goes? Or were you like before that in a relationship, or was?
I've always kind of dated. You know, nothing over 2 years, which I feel like I have just like a 2 year cap, like a 2 year curse. I don't know what it is. I can't get by the 2 year mark.
Yeah.
I've had 3 fairly serious boyfriends all for just around 2 years, and then it just ends in like almost catastrophe. And actually, my first real boyfriend, well, I guess it's my second super serious boyfriend, I ended things with him while I was in Iraq. We were in college.
Oh,
and
damn.
It's just so tough to call home. And for somebody on the other end of the line to have, you know, be in a party atmosphere, having a blast, and you're over here in the middle of the desert, can't talk about what you do. It's just like, where does that conversation go?
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about your fun times. I can't tell you about what I'm doing here. I'm just kind of in a bad mood constantly. So it just,
well,
it didn't,
bad,
it didn't work out.
So.
Yeah, true.
Sounded, like, terrible. So like the 2 year curse.
2 year curse. I don't know what it is. You'd think I'd be able to figure it out before 2 years.
Hey, man, everyone's got something, man, I guess.
But I'm thinking for sure by 30, because I'm 28 now. for sure by 30. We're gonna bust it.
You're young. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't sweat too much, but I'm not you, so I don't want to speak for you. So then, aside from that, like, what is it like? Because I mean, I hope by the time you're reading this, you're gonna see a picture, which is very attractive. Like, I'm seeing it from a very attractive woman. I'm assuming every time you go out, like, you get hit on. If you go out at night, well, or if you go somewhere.
I don't go out a ton because I'm hardly ever home is the problem.
Oh.
So I used to live kind of in the boonies too. So this is kind of my first big city move. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
And last weekend I went out. So I went out on Saturday. But I usually go out to meet a group of people. And it's not that I'm unsocial. It's just that when I'm out with a group, I just kind of stay in my group. And we just hang out. And talk amongst ourselves. And
if a dude approached you, would you be cool with that?
I'm always so nice, just because I would just feel terrible if you're rude to somebody. Like, I would never want somebody to have a bad experience based off of my reaction to them hitting on me. Like, I'll for sure drink, like, take a drink from, you know, whoever you want to drink. Okay.
I just think, like, when you see people in groups, it is, like, hard to...
It is. It's intimidating if it's a group of girls and they're all acting stupid. But I feel like the group that I hang out with is a good mix of guys and girls and just not real... I don't feel like we're intimidating at all.
Well, we went out last... Not last weekend, the weekend before this. And this dude was hitting on one of the girls with us who's single. And we were like, hey, this is good, you know? And he sat with us, and I'm like the most inviting.
Yeah, buddy,
I'm like super inviting, so I'm like, what's up, man? Like, you're more than welcome to sit. And she just looked at me like I was the worst person on earth. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Well, I'm not going to be rude to him.
Right?
Like, he's in our group. Like, he's not just with you now. Like, he's with us.
Yeah.
He bought us all drinks, so I can't get mad at him.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you should do that. I feel like if you're going to hit on a girl and she's with her friends, like,
yeah,
that's like a good foot in the door.
And you've kind of got to win over the friends too, and it's almost a tactic of mine to, if I'm interested in a guy, we're out together, if it's his friend group, I'll almost try harder to talk to his friends and get to know them and like relate to them versus the guy that I'm there with. Like, get to know and love the best friend, and then you're for sure in.
Oh yeah,
they're always constantly seeking approval, I feel like.
Yeah, but that's like on Hitch, right? That's like the same thing. That's what they say on Hitch. Have you seen Hitch?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I don't really remember that.
He says, like, whenever you're out with a girl and her friend, like, the night's about her friend. It's not about the girl.
Yeah. Well, that's a good-ass movie, then.
That's a 100% true concept, man. Like, no girl's gonna date someone. Well, some girls do, but you're not going to date someone typically that your friends hate.
Right.
You know, they're going to be like, no, he's kind of a douchebag.
True.
Oh, okay, well.
Very true.
I guess we're over. So then, what is your dating life like right now? Like, what are you doing?
I would say that I'm just trying to find people I'm interested in that fit my lifestyle.
Are you on any dating apps?
I might be on Bumble.
Bumble?
I'm definitely on Bumble.
What do you like about Bumble?
So, I like Bumble, and I've done Tinder a little bit before. Tinder just is too crazy. Like, it just is... I can't handle a lot. So Bumble's good because you can kind of go at your own pace. And I'm not one to talk to a ton of guys at the same time. I just don't have the energy or the time for that.
So if you're talking to a dude, it's like a good sign for him.
Yeah. Like, I'll literally talk to you until I find a reason not to. And then it's just pretty well, like, I don't want to say it's like a cold light switch off. But it's just like, okay, well, this is clearly not working.
Right.
Next. And there's just no... real remorse. Like, I don't find that hard to do.
What are some reasons that have driven you to stop talking to guys?
I think because I feel so interesting if you're not interested in me and try to get to know me on a deeper level than just, what do you do? Show me all this stuff about you. Because, I mean, not a lot of people know what rodeo is. So that's an easy conversation. Everybody wants to know, like, well, what the heck is, I mean, what is barrel racing? What is pro rodeo? That's just a standard. I almost hate talking about what I do and explaining my business and, like, explaining how my life is. Like, that's a standard combo.
Yeah.
So that's great if you're interested in what I do. Like, that's expected.
Okay.
Like, to get on a deeper level, I want to know, like, what you want out of life. If you're just doing the 9-to-5 thing, you're probably not for me. And it's hard to lead those conversations because I don't want to make it weird right away, but I'm so looking for something much deeper, and, like, to have just passion and drive is what I'm ultimately looking for in another person.
Yeah, and you don't want to
wait. Even if it's unrelated.
Yeah, and you don't want to wait, like, a month or two just talking to someone to find out.
I'm talking, like, a week. Like, within the first time that we... So if I am talking to somebody on Bumble, it's effing painful in the beginning. Like, same conversation with everyone.
What's
and it's so, like, superficial.
What's, like, the most common thing you're asked?
Just... just what is rodeo? What do you do? Like, explain it. And it's just, I wish I could send them to like a YouTube video that explains it.
You should send them.
And then
link.
You can talk cool. to me after you get on the same page as me. Yeah. I'm gonna be gone. I spend a lot of money. yeah, I don't know.
You should send them a YouTube video like quiz attached. Like, I feel like you can do well on this quiz.
Yeah,
you
need
it.
To know all this stuff before we can really talk.
Well, I just feel like you get it. Yeah. No, so like that's the most common thing.
That's the most common thing.
Well, I feel like guys do that though because like. I've also heard girls say, like, I hate when guys just say, what's up?
Right.
Hey.
It's not, I mean, it's
so,
necessary.
So, like, I feel like dudes are like, at least, hey, I looked at your profile, kind of. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm paying attention.
And that's another thing I almost hate when they stumble upon Instagram and, like, see that I have a little bit of following. And then they're like, well, why are you single then? If you've got so many followers,
yeah.
why are you single?
Hey, you have a lot of followers.
I mean,
crazy.
Depending on who you compare to. I feel like a million is the new 100,000, right? So I feel behind. But yeah. for our industry, for my industry, it's decent. It definitely is because of rodeo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think we're going to, what time is it? 33. I'm going to get another beer.
Okay.
So I'm going to just keep
pause
this
for the cause.
So 33. Are you going to want another one while I'm
up? Yeah, I'll do another one.
Too strong.
Yeah, too strong.
It's like my favorite.
Thank you. I like the cheerleader beer. Men in the cheerleader
beer. That Mike's Hard Lemonade. That sounds good.
Yeah, that was...
Bud Light Lime's good, too.
I do like Bud Light Lime. Not
right.
gonna lie.
It's refreshing, you know? All right, so I'm back. I just got refills, so if there's a pause.
Pause
heard,
for the
like,
cause.
What that was. So anyways, so like you meet these dudes on Bumble. Are you talking to any dudes right now from Bumble?
I am, actually. I've got
from
a
Bumble.
Real hot one on the line.
Really?
Yes.
Like, 1 to 10, where's he at?
Well, he's about, I don't know, he's like at a 9, probably.
Whoa.
Right? But everybody is...
He's a fox. Look at that guy.
He is a fox. And he does other things other than just work.
Oh, okay.
So that's
that,
good.
That
so that's like a huge plus.
Is that what the most, like, the thing you like about him the most?
Yes. Ultimately, the passion thing and, like, the drive is so attractive to me.
So you like ambition.
Yeah. And I don't connect well with people that do 9-to-5 work and then that's just their life. Like, they're content with it. I don't have kids, so I don't understand that world at all. Like, I'm sure that is fulfilling. But for me, like, I have so many things on my list that I want to do.
Yeah.
That if I'm not working at them right now, there's 40 more that I could dream up and no problem.
Yeah, and you're not lying. Because I remember talking to you. I mean, we only met, how many weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it's like... You're busy. Like, every time I call you, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this. Or, like, did you sleep? No, I didn't sleep. Like,
some project.
I'm on zero sleep. And so it just reminds me, like, if I complain I'm tired, I'm like, I'm kind of just being a little bitch, dude. Like, I need to get to work, man.
I love
like,
that. I love
like,
it.
Like, you go.
But I feel like if you're truly passionate about what you do, then you're energized in the pursuit of it, which is why I don't have to sleep as much. Where when I was working in the military, I had a regular job, and I was tired all the time. I was just groggy. I didn't, you know, jump out of bed to go to work in the morning. And don't get me wrong, I still like want to sleep and still have times when I'm not motivated, but at the end of the day, like, my bigger vision and goal just keeps me hooked. And I'll work,
man.
Saturday, Sunday, like Monday morning
work
until 3 a.m. I mean,
so then what do you want out of a relationship?
I just want somebody that can meet me at my level. Like, that has that same drive too. And maybe that's not conducive. You know, maybe there's not room for that. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, would you date someone who didn't, but they were just, like, super fun and cool to hang out with?
I mean,
like,
I'm never
going to
say
you in your
no,
endeavors.
I wouldn't try something like that out. But I have dated people before who aren't necessarily driven, and they're just doing the 9-to-5, and it's just very difficult for me to understand them.
And by 9-to-5, what do you mean?
Just go to, I mean, like, if you just have a regular job that you're not super passionate about, like, if I ask you what you do and you don't say, yes, I love it, I effing love it, I don't understand.
All right.
Because I totally quit my job. Like, I've been literally homeless, living on my sister's couch, like, doing everything possible to get to where I am now.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy at all.
That's rare. That's a very rare quality, I think.
And, but it depends on what room you're in. I do a lot of personal development seminars, like trainings. I'm so into Tony Robbins. He's my favorite human being on the planet. Side note, if you aren't a Tony fan, we are not dating. Period.
So you see, like, Tony Robbins, it's like a thing.
You don't have to know him.
Yeah,
but
like,
I promise,
him,
if you listen to him, you'll love him. I don't see how
he's cool. I like Tony Robbins. He's very inspirational.
Yeah, he's like amazing.
Motivational guy to listen to. list of you as things.
But in the groups that we circle in, so I'll like go to those seminars and work for him, and it gets you in contact with a whole nother level of people, and that's truly the dating pool that I've enjoyed the most. And unfortunately, oh, okay. like that's a regional, like hard to date somebody from freaking wherever, yeah. you know, across the country. But those are the people that I feel like I connect with the most, yeah. that are business owners or, you know, just working on something, even if it's nonprofit or whatever your passion is. I just feel like I connect with people who have a bigger vision and truly seeking their
purpose. So it's usually driven, right?
Yeah. And also kind of a weird little spiritual way. Like, I love meditating. I love, like, all of that stuff. And I don't feel like most people ever talk about it or are open about that. So it's like, I'm not going to, you know, first date, hey, bud, do you meditate? No? Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing to bring up, I think.
Yeah. What, and so I haven't even been on this, like, personal fulfillment journey for that long. So I try not to judge too harshly, because a few years ago I was totally unfulfilled.
Well, and it changes just, too, right? Like,
absolutely. You're always
trying to figure out. Like I know some people who are working their jobs and they hate them, but they're in the meantime they're like, well,
working on something.
What do I want to do? And they're just trying to figure out, what the hell do I want to do with my life? Like, I worked for so long to get here, and like, I don't like it.
Yeah, and it's just so scary. And you have to make those decisions in college. I remember being in college, changing my major, like not a clue what I wanted to do or bring to the world. It's so tough to make that decision at that age. But at the same time, I know those levels that I've gone through and the phases I've gone through. So I almost look, I try to look at a relationship in terms of what can I do for this person.
Yeah.
So instead of constantly wondering what they can do for me, it's much more satisfying if I find a way that I can help them, and we kind of connect in that way.
Do you know your love languages?
I love the seven love languages. Yeah, I read that book like probably 2 years ago, and I started the audiobook again because I think I've changed so much.
Oh, okay.
So I think service, acts of service, is number one for me.
Oh, okay.
At least in the giving way, it for sure is. So
yeah, acts of service.
I'm like.
So I like to do things.
Yes, like do so, like, physical tasks, like.
So like go make dinner.
Yeah,
like,
clean the house. You know, build you a website, like stuff like that. I love doing that.
Dudes, you listening, dudes? This is acts of service.
But
is
if you have no goals, like, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll make you dinner, but if you're not, you know.
But you want to make it knowing, like, they're working their ass off doing something.
Right, because you don't have time, because you're busy grinding.
Yeah.
Not because you're tired from your 9-to-5 that you hate.
What's your other love language?
I think.
What are your top two?
I think my other one is quality time.
Which is ironic, because you're so busy.
Right? So it's very difficult to get that in. But when I do find it, it means so much, you know?
Yeah.
So I like just being with the other person, even if it's just staying at home or whatever. I don't necessarily care to go out. I love to get dressed up. I love costume parties. I love wearing ball gowns. I love doing that. But I also think it's just as meaningful to be
chill out,
together
man.
At home.
Oh, I love it.
I love wearing sweatpants and no makeup.
Yeah. Well, as I'm getting older, I just love
it. I know.
I love staying in, man.
Me
it's
too.
The best. But then I'm also extroverted, so there are nights where, like, I got to get the hell out of here.
I gotta
take some shots,
everything,
like drink or like just go party a little bit.
I know,
bit.
It is fun and it's
but then like by 11 I'm like, I'm tired, we'll go home now.
I hate being unproductive and unmotivated the next day. It kills me.
Yeah, that's
so
a terrible feeling.
As I'm getting older, it's harder to go out and do the drinking thing with like the hangover recovery time. I just can't hardly even do
so
it.
Like, so like what's your typical type of guy, like looks wise?
I mean, ideally I want somebody that looks like they're special ops, like giant clean haircut, you know?
Some military dudes?
Yeah. It looks that way, but isn't, you know, built that way in their minds. Because it's a very, the type A, like, special op world, I definitely dated a guy who was in that world.
Oh,
and
really?
They're
how
just,
that?
I mean, they're just so, they're wired differently.
Well, like, what do you mean?
So, okay, so I had a boyfriend who was a Green Beret in 7th group when I worked in Florida.
Yeah.
And he was awesome. Like, his mind is sharp. They're just, they have the tools to be oh so manipulative if they so choose. I mean, they're just master manipulators. They're very smart. They're trained, like, to the nines, you know, and they've got every resource. If they want to lie and cheat, that's so, it's just so easy for them and commonplace, unfortunately, in that career.
Is that, like, part of the job of being a Green Beret, is, like, being able to manipulate or, like,
well,
having that
on,
kind of...
there's several different jobs within the team, and I won't get too much into it because I don't really know what's sensitive, what's not. But depending on what your specialty is, they could be trained in interrogation, obviously, or at least just if they're rolled up or captured over there, they've got to know how to, you know, whatever.
That's intense.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like meeting dudes
it's
after.
It's so attractive up front, but then you get a little deeper and you're like, wow, these are dangerous tools you've learned. Yeah. I am not equipped.
But is it also like meeting dudes after that? Is like, oh, you're kind of just normal. Like, you're not.
I mean, I've only met guys who are in it currently. So I don't know anybody that's been out. And I know there are a lot of guys who have been out and have families and are, you know, living happily ever after. But I also had a bunch of friends in that community. And it's just like the manipulation that goes on, I mean, it's crazy to me, like on a whole nother level. So I was very naive when I moved to Florida. That's where I was stationed for the most of my military career, was in Destin, Florida. Big tourist area. It's not like big city. It's weird because it's an island, very touristy. So you don't have the same things that you do in Dallas.
Yeah.
But there's still a good amount of people that come through in the summer. So it's just so easy to cheat there. I was just very naive when I got into that.
That's
that
rough,
community.
Man. Yeah, that's a whole different world, man.
Yeah,
see,
I actually dated a guy once who had a full-on family. He was married.
Oh, wow. And you didn't know that at all?
Dating.
You didn't know it at all?
Dating. I had no idea.
He completely hid it from you.
Completely. And I never once even questioned it. Ever. Never. Until I was around his brother. And his brother on his phone happened to be on this guy's, the guy I was dating on his Facebook. And I was like, hold the phone. You said you didn't have Facebook because of your career field. And it's all very believable. I mean, they just say it in a way that's like, yeah, of course you don't have Facebook. That could be so detrimental if you were ever rolled up. Of course you don't. Absolutely, I won't put anything about you online. I would never want to endanger myself.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just stuff like that.
Damn.
So that was my first little lesson.
You know, I've had friends that are female that have gone through that, where it's like, yeah, I was with a dude and he has a family and I didn't even know about it.
How does that happen? How does that happen? And, okay, so I didn't know this, but he actually had a burner phone. So, like a drop phone, I guess it's called, more commonly known as a drop phone. Then I would text and call that number, but then the wife and the kids probably the other number, and it's super easy because they do train at night and they have a hectic schedule and they could be deployed for 2 days and whatever. You know, you just don't really ask questions, and I was very trusting in the beginning.
Yeah, damn. So then, like, what is it now that, I mean, I know you like ambition, but, like, aside from that, how do you want to feel in a relationship? Like, what are the things you want to get out of it?
I used to be very status and significance driven. Mm-hmm. So I was seeking constant approval through achievement in the rodeo world specifically. So I thought, you know, if I could just win, like all my dreams would come true and that's the life. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, turn pro, quit your job, blah, blah, blah. Nope. There's actually a whole nother level of problems that come once you do that. So through education and like the self-development, a lot of Tony stuff or similar books, just reading. Just trying to get a little smarter about what's actually happening in my brain. I've basically learned that love and connection is truly what everyone in this world is seeking.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
So at the end of the day, I just want somebody that's means more to me than anything else that I could put before my rodeo career, which is absolutely what I'm pursuing right now, but that's going to pass. It's a phase. There's a time for it.
Yeah.
And I'm young and single now, so it makes sense. But at the end of the day, of course I want to have something more with somebody. And I don't necessarily mean kids. I don't know how I feel about kids. Which is probably a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Well, I feel like you also can't honestly say that until you met someone.
Right. I'm just not
there
yet.
At least want to marry.
I have no maternal
instincts. Or spend the rest of your life with.
I see children from afar and I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but you don't have to
I want to go home without that.
I think some of the baddest ass moms are like, they lack a lot of maternal instincts. They're just badass.
I know for a fact my child would be disciplined. I mean, they would be disciplined. Just look at my dog.
Yeah.
Okay? Look at my
I
horse.
Just think like, I think whenever people say that they don't know about kids, it's like, well, wait until you've met someone mm-hmm. who you feel comfortable enough even having this conversation with. Because if you don't even feel comfortable, then it's like, well, yeah, no shit. Like, that's understandable given that you don't have someone with
you. I always imagine my life with kids.
Yeah.
Because I look at my parents
and
they just live for us.
You're from a small town, too, right? Yeah, same here. So.
And I mean, they just live for us. My mom's coming down next weekend. She's like driving down for the photo shoot. She's
so excited. That's cute. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, so I guess, like, whenever I meet people, like, that's like, wait, like, let's focus on just getting you in a relationship, like dating, and you can worry about kids later when that happens.
But that's always a conversation that comes up sometime.
Yeah.
If you're in a long-term relationship.
Would you date a guy with kids?
So, yes, I would. I actually think that's almost desirable because I don't actually want to have the child, but sometime later on in life, it would be fun if we could go to their events and their activities. And then I'm going to get old someday, so if they would, like, put me in a nursing home when the time is appropriate, that would be awesome.
Just have you chilling there. Roll.
Yeah, but I feel like the older that I get, which it's weird, I'm creeping up on 30, I feel like a lot of guys are either divorced or have a kid. So, yeah ideally, no, well, I wish that wouldn't happen, but...
It's just so common now, you know? You can't judge people for that.
Right.
It's just so common, and I feel like divorce is common, and kids are common. That it's just about, like, navigating that whole... You know, what do I do when I date someone with kids? It's
right?
Like, you fucking read books, I guess, man. I don't know. It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's a different situation entirely. So then what do you like to do on dates? What's, like, your favorite kind of date?
Hmm.
And you can think about it for a little bit if
I
you
think
don't know.
Action-driven dates are the most fun versus, like, your typical dinner. Because it's just so abrasive in the beginning. Like, I'm obviously judging you. This is almost like an interview. We're not really being ourselves. But if you do something that's an activity, like go four-wheeling or go, I don't know, go to the freaking amusement park or do something that kind of, like, gets you out of your...
In Richardson, and this is... They don't pay me. If I plug something, I don't get paid.
Not
shit.
Yet, but you will.
Maybe. Who knows? But in Richardson, there's axe throwing.
Really?
And I feel
I would be into that.
I did that in Houston, and it was the best thing ever. It's the coolest fucking thing to do.
Also fairly competitive, even at random
be competitive,
stuff like that.
Please, yeah.
So, I'm dating a guy, then he'd be good at stuff like golfing. I don't know. Weird activities.
Math.
Yes.
No,
math.
I'm just kidding. No, but, like, axe throwing was fun. And so I just think if you're a dude and you're looking for date ideas, go axe throwing. So what it is it's like a... there's, like, a cage, and at the end of the cage is a target that you throw axes at.
And then I put my boyfriends down there, or?
Yeah. You put, like, every bad love letter in there, every, like, journal entry you wrote that was
sad.
Then
I come with my new boyfriends,
but
and
no,
then we throw axes at them.
But they teach you how to throw them, and then you just line up and throw them, and you're on teams, and you play different games. It is so fun.
It's like level 10 darts.
Yeah, and it's safe, too. Like you would think throwing an axe overhead, there's a possibility it would fall down and, like, hit you somewhere. It won't. Like, it's physically impossible.
Okay.
It's fun. If you
and
haven't
where's that at? Richardson?
Yeah, there's one in Richardson here. It's called the Dallas Axe Throwing or whatever. It's cool, though. I highly recommend it. If you don't know what to do on a first date, man, go axe throwing. That shit's awesome. I feel like
just have some effort.
Yeah,
there just has to be effort.
Who wouldn't like to throw an axe?
Right?
That's cool.
Sounds a little crazy up front, but it's not.
No, I feel like that's zero crazy. That's awesome.
Hey, so I was actually thinking about taking you to a range where I'm going to throw axes if you want to come for a first date.
Boom. There you go. And it's like, oh, you throw axes too?
Of course I want to.
I love throwing axes. I'd be happy to go.
So I have a couple in my truck and this goes bad.
No, it's a cool place to go, man. I like that. I'm trying to think. So you like activities. I'm trying to think of anything I've done.
Like skydiving, that would be the coolest first date ever. That would be such a commitment that I would just be like, nope, we're actually dating. It's official.
Jesus
and as far
Christ.
As the whole social media thing goes, I will literally never put my boyfriend on social media ever.
Why?
I've had a bad experience with it.
Oh, yeah?
How so? How everybody comes to their irrational decisions, right? So,
that's a good point, yeah.
Like, maybe... 3 years ago, before I was anyone in the barrel racing world, not that I'm anyone now, but before I had a following, I was dating a guy, and we trained my horse together, and so I started building his name and brand along with mine.
Nice.
And then things went south fast. So
not nice.
I was rodeoing. I was gone a lot. It's so difficult to be the one at home because I'm, like, jazzed, doing stuff, people around, not a lot of time to talk. And so I think it just ended up stressing him too much. And this is another two-year cat horror story. Right around the two-year mark, it just got to be too much to handle. And he cheated on me while I was gone in my house with...
Damn.
With my brother-in-law's little sister.
What the...
Right?
That's a lot of...
What?
That's a lot of awfulness.
I didn't mean to actually say that out loud. It's fine that everyone knows.
But that's a lot of awfulness. In
yeah,
one.
It is terrible. And we owned the house together.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were on track to get married. I honestly thought we were going to get married, and then that happened. And, of course, he didn't come right out and say it. So he just randomly, like...
How'd you find out?
He just randomly broke up with me. I was, like, 4 days away from coming home. I'm like, is this a joke? Like, am I on pranked right now? Like, this isn't even funny. Like, just chill out until I get home. Like, you can't be serious. Yeah. Nothing is that bad. Just wait. And he was just so persistent, and I just kept on him and kept on him. And what actually did it is I managed his company's social media. So I had my Facebook linked to his Facebook, the business page. And the girl actually sent him a message that said, what happened last night? And I was like, interesting. Because I knew that she was there and, like, they're all hanging out. It's whatever. Yeah. Like, of course I wouldn't think anything of that. And I just asked him about it and pressured him. And he just caved. And I was you are kidding me.
But a situation's like that, that I think, like, when you do go back into dating, you're way better at it. Like, you're mature.
At the same
time,
I never in a million years, even for $1 million, would have guessed that he would ever cheat on me. It just, it's not his personality. It's not who he was. I just am baffled by the whole thing.
Yeah.
But we had a lot intertwined that we had to untangle. It was like being married minus the final document.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. That's rough, man.
Yeah. And then it really screwed my investment strategy because I have some rental houses. So as far as the bank loan goes, like, that just wrecked me.
I was going to ask, what happened to the house?
We ended up selling it, and I was going to try to buy him out, but it was essentially going to be like buying a brand new house, so I didn't want that house. It's sentimental reasons. I just don't want to deal with that.
Right.
So we just sold it, but it took plenty of time to sell.
Yeah.
And,
man. That was a headache.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good lesson, too, though, like... Maybe don't.
Well, see, I thought I was being smart and not getting married too soon, but kind of doing everything else, aligning your life so that it's like, no, you are married. I mean, we're just missing the ceremony. So I thought I was being smart about it when there's just no good way. I mean, even if we were married, which we could have been, it just wasn't good in the end.
Well,
but I have to share with you how he actually got me to, like, lock down, because he's not the typical guy that I would date.
Right.
Like, he's very smart. He's so good at what he does. He's an amazing horse trainer. And I love all of that stuff about him.
Why is he not typical?
Just because I think of his physical appearance and where he lives. Like, he lived at his parents' house. I would never literally talk to anyone that lives at their parents' house. That's part of why I basically bought this clown a house.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to buy it, couldn't get a loan, blah, blah, blah. I understand small business problems. You look like you make a lot before taxes, and then after taxes we all try to make it look like we make nothing. So undesirable as far as bank, not talking smack on his lifestyle at all.
Whatever.
But he couldn't get a loan for the house. So I'm like, I could just buy this thing, like, outright, and we were gonna rent it out. It was gonna be a rental property, but he found it. I know, I was just like, this will really seal our deal. Let's do it together. And my dad is like, 10,000 red flags, let's write up a lot of paperwork. He's a realtor. So he got us squared away. I mean, we were totally good when it came crashing down. Just precautionary. I never expected that to happen, but thank God we did.
Smart.
Yeah, but anyway, in the beginning, he locked me down by buying me a mini pony.
He bought you a mini pony?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And at the time, like, we were seeing
what even is
each
a
other.
Mini pony?
It's the most adorable horse of life. It's the small version of a horse, and they're so precious. It's like a stuffed animal that moves.
How big are they?
How
tall?
Smaller than this table.
Oh,
they're
my
just
gosh.
Tiny.
So, like, 3 feet.
Yeah, and he got him when he was a baby.
Cute.
He was under a year old, so he was just precious.
So he's like a pup pony.
Yeah, he's just adorable. Like, you could almost pick him up. He was so small. He's so cute.
Okay, that's
but
cute.
He bought me that pony, and this was before I even had a horse, because I was still working my job, hadn't figured out how I was going to do
that
everything.
Did it, huh?
That sealed the effing
just
deal.
Just the one gift.
I mean, my God, you can't beat a mini pony.
Guys, just invest in mini ponies.
Seriously.
I don't know what that life is like.
Seriously.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I've never even seen a mini pony.
But
I'm like, right after this.
How can you know? It's just like, yep, locked down.
How did he present that? Like, how do you give someone that kind of gift?
I was driving home from Florida, and he just kept hyping me up about this present that he got me, and it's going to be so great, and it's going to be waiting for me to get here. And he was in the back of a trailer, so I had to, like, open the trailer. I was like, oh my gosh, did you buy me a barrel horse? Oh, I guess it's pretty good. Still pretty good, but I was kind of hoping for, like, a one-knee barrel horse. But that's a word. We should
do it. Like, I feel like you should always play gifts down.
Yeah.
Like,
he definitely
I got you something. And, like, leave it at that. You know, just wait till they see it.
Or truly just make it a surprise. Because my friend Kirby knew about it, and she all but gave it away. Like, I knew it was an animal of some sort. I thought it was a barrel horse, but...
Not quite a barrel horse.
No, but
so,
that's kind of a large investment.
Yeah. How much are they?
It depends. It's like, how much is a car? That's the same. You're asking the same thing. So you can get different breeding. You can get different ages. You can get different.
Okay, what's like the earnings. The shittiest barrel horse you could get?
For free, you get him out of the kill pen, literally.
Well, there you go. Yeah, if you're interested in bro riding, get a free.
You can get stuff for free, but you can also spend, you know, a quarter, a half million dollars on
what's
too.
The kill pen? Like,
oh,
I
sad.
Ask
so horse slaughter yeah, is like PETA, that's an issue in our industry. Not necessarily an issue, and I don't know the knowledge base that's going to be viewing this, so I'll try not
who
to be
shit.
Too offensive.
Just say it, man.
But in the horse world, I'm a proponent of horse slaughter, ethically, humanely, in the U.S. Because unfortunately, what happens is they get shipped out of country. They go to Mexico. They go to Canada. So it's still happening.
They get
yeah. They still get, you know, slaughtered, unfortunately. But there's such
an excess.
Do they
get eaten when they're slaughtered?
Well, they'll get eaten overseas, like in Europe. But a lot of it's for products like, you probably wouldn't know this, but like lipstick or dog food or just random stuff like glue. I know that's kind of cliche, but the glue factory.
Damn.
Yeah, but there's several different uses for horse slaughter, similar to a cow, depending on where you grow up. I would effing never eat a horse. I think it's sad and tragic. I hope that that doesn't happen. But I have seen the other side of the fence. So, the government land is overpopulated with Mustangs. Yeah. They're literally starving to death and just...
Without getting too off track, I just think it's weird that we, like, I don't know if I'd eat a horse, but I think it's weird that I even think that, but I'll eat a cow.
Right.
I'll eat elk.
It's just
I'll
how
eat,
it's your cultural, like, how you're culturally
meat.
Raised,
yeah.
Right? It's the same thing with dogs in China. Like, they'll eat dogs. No one in America would be caught
yeah,
doing
you would
that,
not eat a dog.
But it's not...
That's your best friend.
...odd to them there, because that's how they're raised.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's different. Okay, so... For free, I guess. So then what's like the most expensive kind of horse?
Like half $1 million,
what
quarter
the,
of $1 million.
For a horse?
Yeah.
Damn.
And those are the high-end horses. But the thing is...
I don't know shit about this life.
The thing is, you can
like
have a great
horse.
Like
the barrel riding horses? Or like...
Yeah, and those are like the very, very top of the pile.
Yeah.
So if you're just looking for a great horse, you can expect $50,000 to $100,000. Anywhere in between, pretty normal. But you can have a great horse and not be able to ride it. I mean, there's so much more than just the horse involved in
Jesus.
That equation.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. See,
yeah.
I don't know anything about that. But that's a lot of... I know a guy who bought a horse at an auction thinking, oh, I'll buy this horse for $1,000 and,
yeah.
like, sell it for, like, $5,000
yeah.
or $2,000. But the horse was old. And he didn't know shit about horses, so he bought it for $1,000. So I was like, what the fuck are you selling this horse for? No one wants it. So he ended up giving it away. Sorry. No. No. Okay, so then if people want... something that I want to ask you that I think is good to come from your mouth. Well, like, if a dude sees you, right, how do you like to be approached? What's, like, your...
I mean, anybody thing? With initiative and balls is welcome to approach.
But
I mean,
is it
I'm
like, hey, girl, what's up? What's
no,
your...
I wouldn't take an arrogant approach.
So...
I for sure wouldn't take an arrogant approach. I think when guys are funny and just real with you, that's the best case scenario.
Funny and real?
Yeah.
Be funny and real, guys.
Like, arrogance turns me off. And I shouldn't say that I won't be rude to anyone, because guys who are arrogant, I'll definitely
yeah.
be more, you know, more rude to than if you're just genuine and just... honestly want to say what's up, like I
yeah.
feel for you. But guys who think that, and it's weird because there's a lot of that happening in Dallas.
What if
there's
they're nervous
of, like the,
what if the guys are nervous? So it's like hey
I
saw you. I
feel
you,
bad,
like,
I will be nice, but at the end of the day I'm not interested.
Damn.
Unfortunately, like, if you're nervous in this scenario, I can't imagine. Like, come to a rodeo with me. Like, let there be 3,000 crazy little fans running around. Like, how are you gonna act? Like, if you can't approach
but I feel
a girl,
like you're...
what are you going to do later?
Okay, so that may be fair, but I would also say maybe if a dude's nervous, that could just be a one-off thing. Like, he's nervous
maybe
this one time
maybe.
That he's
but
approaching
if you're my
me.
Age and you're 28, you've had some experience.
That's
and
true.
If you haven't,
well, some
not,
dudes haven't, though.
Fault,
like, some,
though.
Some, not just dudes, but some people
yeah.
haven't. Like, they're not actively
all
dating.
All of dating is literally psychology. So... even if you don't think you're playing mind games, it's all about how you're presenting yourself, what your case is, like, how are you,
I feel
going,
like that's
how
a
are you
very...
going to say whatever it is you're going to say to get to the next step. You know, it's advertising and marketing. And if you're single, you're probably not advertising and marketing
yeah.
well enough.
Yeah, I had a buddy who, awesome dude, and his Tinder profile was like super.
Oh my gosh!
But it was boring, and I was like, dude, yeah, you're not boring though. Like you're one of the funniest guys I know. Like why is this not on your profile?
Like their profiles are just oh my gosh. It's like, no,
put this on your profile, bro. Just put that like I will at least make you laugh. And so it's like that's funny. Like that's at least like kind of. Yeah. That's something. It's better than like.
And honestly, on
driven dude, blah blah blah.
On like, Bumble, I honestly say the dumbest things, like just dumb humor, because if you don't get that and think that's funny, we're probably not gonna hit
and,
it off.
And the way Bumble works is like they'll message you, and you can choose whether or not you want to message them back, right? Like it's kind of like.
Like basically, if you go through there and you select someone, they have to accept also, but then you're the first. You have to be the first person to message them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Bumble's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's like the girl really drives everything. Yeah. So I just like it because it doesn't get out of hand. Like if I don't want to look at it for a week or 2 weeks or five, yeah. It won't get out of hand. Like Tinder will just be a nightmare.
Would you ever date a fan?
No.
No?
Like I hope that after we date you are a fan, but that's so weird. And there are a few guys that will hit me up on social media. For the most part, my social media following is girls.
Do dudes hit you up on social media?
Yes, and always in the most terrible, awful way.
Can I see some of them right now?
Yes, okay.
Cool, I'm going to look at her phone right now. This is cool. I'm curious, and, man, because I'm not an attractive lady, so I don't know what this life is like.
There is a way to hit me up on social media where I'll be interested. Right. None of them have ever done it.
Damn. Oh, I think she's censoring stuff. Just making sure I'm looking at the
I just
right
gotta
ones.
Find them because I do get a lot of little girls in here too.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's cool. You're like a role model.
Yeah.
You are a role model.
I don't know. That's like, awesome. Hey girl, like, what is that?
Hey
like,
girl.
Just no.
No dick pics though, right? Like, nothing like intense immediately.
No, nothing like crazy or offensive, but just, I will like block people. If they message me like two or three times and I don't respond, I'll just block them because it's just a little creepy. And there will be like older creepy guys mostly on Instagram. Yeah. It's never anybody that I would like actually date. But I have my Instagram link.
Just gonna
scroll. Yeah, you can scroll. So those are message requests, people that I don't follow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're popular.
But.
Yeah, you have a cool following because like
different.
These are a lot of fans who are like, hey, what's
it's
up?
Different.
This is me. I just want to introduce.
Yeah, and for the most part, like
this is
I'll
cool.
usually write people back if they have some type of purpose in their message.
Can I hit this one?
Yeah, you can look at it.
Okay.
Some people are ignorant on there, but for the most part, it's all pretty
friendly. Okay, so he said, "I just
is
saw
that
you."
Guy?
Yeah, he
yep.
said. I'm in Dallas for a trip and would love to hang out with you or take you out. And then he said, you're so pretty, I want to take you out sometime. You know, I mean, one message went unanswered. I feel like just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Especially like on Instagram where you can see if they've read the damn message.
Well, in the request folder, it won't tell you if I've read it. Only if I accept. So I open all of those.
Wow. See, but this is cool. Like, a lot of, like, hey, hello, thank you so much. This is really cool. Okay, so many people are hitting me up right now. Dude, you're popular. I don't have this life. My phone has all-day battery. It never dies. All right, let's see.
We can actually open up my Snapchat and just
this
see
dude.
What we get.
Hey, girl. This is, like, the fifth hey, girl I've seen.
Yeah,
guys,
it's not effective.
Don't say hey, girl. I feel like there's a lot of better ways to do this.
Yeah.
Like maybe... What's the one question you want to be asked?
I mean,
like, what
if
is
somebody
it?
Just wrote out a thoughtful message where it wasn't like you maybe sent this to the masses, then I would respond if I feel like you're attractive.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, online, all you're looking at is face value. Like, what do you look like?
Yeah.
So you've got to be somewhat, you know, physically attracted to get to the next level. But if you send me a decent message and you're decently attractive, I will probably respond.
Well, there we go. Damn, and 6 year request. So it's rough, man. You know, it's a rough thing.
Do it.
Someone's got to go through that. So, dudes, if you're listening, put a thoughtful message.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mean.
Are you like a pretty vulnerable person, or like does it take a while for you to get vulnerable, like emotionally?
I don't think so. No, like if I feel like all the things are going well, like that's why I say the guy that I'm talking to right now is like a 9. Because everything I've seen so far is good. Like, we're on track. We're going to date until you do X, Y, or potentially Z.
Oh, so you're dating?
No. We're just
so you're not
seeing
dating.
Each other.
Seeing each other. Okay.
Yeah, we're texting during the day. Is that a thing? Is that a box?
That's a thing. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like single, taken, texting during daylight hours. That's me.
Is it like flirtatious texting or like fun texting? You're like just, what are you doing?
Both, I guess. I don't know. That's something too that'll turn me off. Like, if you aren't super interested in me, like I'll lose interest so fast because I just want somebody to ask me about my stuff, ask me about my day.
Yeah.
I feel like girls need that constant like affirmation and attention more than guys. So like guys are like
maybe
one track mind, kind of a masculine energy, just doing this thing.
Well, maybe I think it all goes down to love languages because like I know girls that don't like to be hit up all the time. How are you doing? What are you? They're like, dude, give me some space, bro.
I like it.
Just leave me the fuck alone, man. I'm chilling. I'm working. That's what I'm doing. Leave me alone. But then, like, my love language is, like, words of affirmation.
Okay.
And physical touch. So, like, I like attention.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, give me attention. Tell me how great I am. But, like, so I'm kind of like what you would say. But so I just think it's all love language. Yeah. That's why I think it's important that you learn your love languages.
Right.
Learn them, man. Because
I feel like you have a certain level of every single language. It's just what's your most dominant.
Yeah.
But yeah, if somebody like does something for me, like goes out of their way, like moves my trailer, some type of physical man stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like that's so huge to me. Way more than a gift.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one thing I did one time that was a good thing was a girl had to get gas before she left because it was like a really shitty part of neighborhood.
So gas girl's truck up.
Yeah, I caught the gas,
or whatever.
Stayed there, did all that, and then brought it back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, it was so thoughtful.
Yeah, like washing my vehicle.
I don't know if it was thoughtful as much as like I'm keeping you alive. Like it's like a dangerous part of town. It's 10 at night. Like you gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Be safe. But yeah, see, I'm not big on access service. I like
really, that's crazy to me.
I like
and
that
it's
attention.
Hard for me to understand the other languages. Like if that's your dominant, I just don't quite understand that.
Well, that's the whole point, right? It's like you have them and then you can tell someone like, hey, this is what I like.
I hear you, bud, but I don't fucking understand.
Yeah, it's like it's not really.
Why didn't you wash my truck today?
So any last little words of wisdom you would leave with to our male viewers or female listeners?
I would say
or just something about you, maybe.
Okay, so let me break it into three. So for guys, I would say that the answer is always going to be no if you don't ask. So get yourself some balls, be a little bit more brave, and I feel like things would be better. So I think that people would be surprised the amount of times I'm approached because it's not as often as I wish that it was. So I'll just say, like,
you know,
put yourself out there.
You're not the first person that's heard that, and I also think that's bullshit, but continue.
So that's my real only advice for guys. For girls, I would say that you have to, what I've basically focused on is becoming the type of person or becoming the person that is super desirable in a relationship. So even if I'm not dating and spending all my time like going through guys on Bumble, I'm rather like working on myself and becoming the best possible version of me. And then that will naturally fall into place.
Yeah,
so, work on yourself.
Yeah.
And that will come.
Well, I'm going to interrupt that one.
Okay.
Because there are some dudes who don't like that. Like, some dudes want a woman who's, like, their whole life is focused on that guy.
Yeah.
And that's shitty. It's like... And
that's
there,
so
but
not
there are
for
some
me.
Girls who are like, that's what they're all about, right? It's like, I just want to give my whole... Devote all my time to, like, what you need.
And I think at a point that will come. Because you should, you know, come to the table with something you can do for the other person. But if you don't have stuff going on and you're just looking for...
Or it's just like if you're a female, like, don't feel like you can't have a lot of shit going
on.
Like, get your... Dude, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You're an adult. You got one life.
So side note really quick. Like, a lot of my friends... Not a lot of my friends. Certain group of my friends is very interested in the status of guys they're dating. So, like, when we go to Vegas and stuff, they're not necessarily looking at looks. They're looking at status. Like, what kind of watch are you wearing? Like, what kind of job you got? And that literally sickens me. Like, I would so much rather be the person at the table with the bank account than trying to get with the guy at the table with the bank account. So, dudes who have those bank accounts, watch out for that. Surely it's recognizable. But also, like, females that do that make me so sick. It makes me sick. I cannot relate.
That's a weird thing, man. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it maybe happens in Dallas. Sort of often.
You had a third thing. You still remember it?
And a little more about myself. So I'm new to the area, and I'm always looking for cool people to hang out with. So
hit her up.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy, guys.
Even if we don't end up dating, maybe we could be friends.
Yeah, and don't send hey girl in your first message.
Yeah, don't do that. You know, literally ever.
Maybe send hey to others. Hey, I heard you on the podcast. You sound fun as hell.
Sound intelligent. I'd like to get to know you on a deeper level. Or intelligent. There's your first message. A little compliment.
I'd like to get to know you.
A gateway to the next step.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. You heard her. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. Well, that's it, y'all. Take it easy. So now,
all right, we out.
We just talk. Yeah. We just